From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian rebels and aid workers are accusing Damascus of using toxic gases in rebel-held Idlib province, a charge denied by the government. Meanwhile, Syria has leveled the same charge against the opposition. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. is looking into the reports.
I'm not in a position to confirm the veracity of them. Obviously, we're looking into it as best we can with partners in the region. And certainly, if it's true, and again, I'm not saying it is, but if it's true, it would be extremely serious.
He said such attacks not only violate the cessation of hostilities, but international standards and norms, including the Chemical Weapons Convention. Meanwhile, government-allied forces backed by Russian warplanes are pounding rebel positions in an effort to blunt an offensive to retake part of southwest Aleppo. South African voters are going to the polls Wednesday. Municipal elections seen as a referendum on the 20-year rule of the African National Congress and the tenure of President Jacob Zuma, who has been dogged by allegations of corruption. Opinion polls suggest a tight race for control of local governments in Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Port Elizabeth. Stephen Friedman is a South African political analyst.
The reason there is great excitement among some people these elections is that there is a chance that the African National Congress will lose its majority in some of the major cities. In other words, that it'll go below 50% and perhaps even in one case no longer be the biggest party.
Mr. Zuma survived an impeachment vote in April after ignoring a court order to repay some state funds for security upgrades at his home. This is VOA News. North Korea has launched two medium-range ballistic missiles. The U.S. Strategic Command said one exploded shortly after liftoff, while the second traveled to or near Japanese waters in the Sea of Japan. Korea Economic Institute analyst Troy Stangaron suggests this was in response to the South Korean deployment of a U.S. anti-missile system.
We've noticed a consistent pattern under Kim Jong-un that North Korea takes and conducts both missile tests for the purpose of advancing its missile programs, but also now is a form of response to actions taken by the international community.
Wednesday's launches in defiance of U.N. Security Council resolutions were condemned by Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who called them a grave threat to his country's security. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan restated Tuesday that the failed coup attempt of last month was plotted outside his country. Speaking Tuesday in Ankara, Mr. Erdogan asked whether the West supports terrorism or not. Does it take sides with democracy or coups or terrorism, he says. Unfortunately, he added, the West supports terrorism and takes sides in coups. Turkey has demanded the extradition of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who's in exile in the U.S., and accused him of being behind the failed July 15th coup. Gulen has denied any involvement. The U.S. military launched more strikes against Islamic State targets in Libya Tuesday around the IS stronghold of Sirte in support of forces allied with the UN-backed Government of National Accord. President Obama said the IS group must be defeated.
It is in America's national security interests in our fight against ISIL to make sure that they're able to finish the job. And so we're working in partnership with them to assure that ISIL does not get a stronghold in Libya, even as Libya begins what is going to be a long process to establish a functioning government and security system there.
At the same time, the Pentagon acknowledged Tuesday that U.S. warplanes carried out two counterterrorism strikes targeting al-Qaeda fighters in Yemen last month. U.S. Central Command said seven militants were killed. A Chinese rights activist has been convicted of subverting state power. Hu Shigen was jailed for 7.5 years Wednesday. He is the second person put on trial as a result of last year's so-called 709 crackdown, following detention of dozens of people, including lawyers who took on rights cases, who decided not to appeal his conviction. Asian markets tumbled for a second day Wednesday. On Tuesday, most U.S. and European markets fell amid investor concern over European banks. U.S. markets were also disappointed in weaker-than-expected auto sales. And oil fell below $40 a barrel for the first time since April, with weak demand and expectations of rising production. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.